Sarah Cliff has had the proverbial front row seat to the health reform debate. She's covered it all, from the promises on the campaign trail to the determined effort by Democrats to push the Affordable Care Act through Congress without a single Republican vote. She also covered the fumbled rollout of Obamacare and finally the push to recover and enroll more than 8 million Americans in coverage. She says how Americans feel about their coverage could either take the steam out of the GOP's continuing campaign against the law or give it new life.
One thing I'm really curious to see is, as the Affordable Care Act rolls out, as more people start using the benefits of the Affordable Care Act, they start using their insurance plans, you know, what happens to the anti-Affordable Care Act movement? Is it able to stay as strong because there's a lot of horror stories about people having really bad experiences with their plans, or does it face some challenges because people are actually using their health insurance and they realize they like the health insurance that they've gained?
Are we facing the prospect of having a bunch of people out there with bronze plans, knowing they have very high deductibles and so forth, who at the end of the day, at the end of the next year, aren't going to be satisfied with their coverage?
One of the things, you know, I've heard from a lot of people who do polling is people were very confused when they bought health insurance. And they kind of just looked at the one that was cheapest, thought, you know what, I'll get that one. And people didn't, there's not a great understanding, you know, among people who already have insurance, among people buying insurance for the first time, of what a deductible is and what a copayment is and what coinsurance is. So I think there's a potential for a lot of confusion and a lot of surprises for people who thought, hey, I had health insurance. How did I end up spending $5,000 out of pocket?
Looking ahead, Cliff says she wouldn't be surprised to see Republican governors who have so far said no to Medicaid expansion, like Governor Sam Brownback, start talking about how to move forward using a more private sector approach, like Arkansas is doing. That approach calls for expanding Medicaid for people below the poverty line, but using mostly federal dollars to purchase private coverage for people above the line but still poor enough to qualify.
And that's really opened up a lot of doors with Republican-run states that I don't think would have been open otherwise. And one of the really interesting things we just learned about Arkansas's Medicaid expansion is it helps bring a really young population into the exchange, which is pretty important for holding down premiums, since the Medicaid-eligible population, they tend to be a little bit younger than the overall population. You can actually help hold down premiums for everyone, it looks like, by using your Medicaid dollars to buy private insurance. So I think people have been watching the Arkansas experiment very, very closely. And in 2015, you'll see a lot more discussions of that in Republican-run states than you're seeing this year.